Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is 2008. 2007 is now ancient history. I know there's quite a few of you tuning in across our AM and FM affiliates, Global Shortwave, the Internet, and Satellite. I know a lot of you are snuggled in with your families watching college bowl games. I don't blame you. I'm sure that's a lot of fun. Frankly, I'd like to be doing something like that. But we do have the ongoing March of Tyranny against free humanity and a massive sustained eugenics extermination program being carried out against every single one of us out there, unless you're the few thousand globalists who are given the antidotes to the different programs they're launching against us. So we're here. At the start of the broadcast yesterday, I said I would take a lot of calls yesterday, and we did take quite a few in the first 2 hours. And I said that I wanted to hear your predictions for 2008. We did get a few of those predictions, but I want to continue to flesh those out. What do you think is going to happen in 2008? Will we go to war with Iran? Will the dollar continue to drop? Will there be a new false flag stage terror attack in this country? What will happen to the Ron Paul revolution? Who will get the Republican nomination? Who will get the Democratic nomination? This is just a few of the questions I would throw out, but it's all fair game. We don't screen your calls other than what your first name is, and we'd like to know if you're calling from England or Russia or Texas, Canada, Mexico, Argentina, Cuba, Antarctica, the Arctic. We've gotten calls from the North and South Pole. You name it, Belgium, Holland, Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, 1-800-259-9231. And if you disagree with me, this is the only call screening we do. If you volunteer that you disagree with me, and it's on a substantive issue, but we don't really screen that, and usually it's, I don't agree with you, you're not hardcore enough, or, but I mean serious disagreement, we will put you to the head of the line if you volunteer that, 1-800-259-9231. And you can, amazingly enough, I've had people email me and call me and send me YouTube clips where people claim that we screen calls, that we have fake callers, and that if you disagree, we don't let you on. No, this show is the opposite of that. We don't screen your calls. In fact, some of people call in and they say, well, I don't want to tell you my name. Well, make one up. We got to call yourself Tex or call yourself Billy Bob. Call yourself Wilbur. Call yourself Spider-Man. We don't care, ladies and gentlemen. Now, you can claim you're calling in from the 12th dimension or Timbuktu or the 14th century. So to all the ships at sea, to people listening around the world, toll-free number 1-800-259-9231 will get you up and on the air. Now, I said I'd go to calls early in the show yesterday. I didn't do that. So we'll go to your calls in the next segment at 1-800-259-9231. I do have a lot of audio clips I plan to play today. Mike Rivero joins us once a month, and he will be spending his New Year's Day with us today, joining us in the second hour. We'll also have open phones when Mike Rivero from WhatReallyHappened.com joins us. My website's freshly updated daily, multiple times daily, truthnews.us, infowars.com, prisonplanet.com, jonesreport.com, prisonplanet.tv. We'll be launching a new Ron Paul website Thursday that's interactive and a blog. You'll be able to have your own page on there. Kurt Nimmo's launching that on Thursday. I'll tell you more about that later. We'll be right back after this quick break.
It is a big idea, a new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their Dark Order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their attribution.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products in education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder. And locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go online and check out our huge selection of spy-related gear. Christmas is coming, so don't delay. Go to spyville.com. That is S-P-Y-V-I-L-L-E.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I want to hear your analysis, your projections, your predictions, your dead reckoning, gut feelings, or your cold, hard, intellectual, bottom line take on what you think is going to happen in 2008, a great year of change, no doubt. It is cliche to say that 2007, now ancient history, went by in the twinkling of an eye, but it really did. I mean, 2007 went by two or three times faster than any previous year in my life. I remember being 5 years old, 6 years old, 10 years old, 14 years old. Years would drag on like millennium. And so as I got older, the years certainly went by faster, but everybody I talked to, even young people, say that 2007, literally, you better stop and take a breath and look at it, because 2008, we're going to be here next year, God willing, Lord willing, and 2008 would have gone by in the twinkling of an eye. And that's really one of the bigger issues that I wanted to discuss today, is that if you, from a sociological perspective, look at human development. I talk a lot about this, but we really ought to spend some time on it. Later in the show, I intend to. We're about to go directly to your calls. I mean, in a couple minutes. that going back to the Bronze Age, the height of the Bronze Age, 6,000 years ago, previous to that, humans from Asia to Central Europe to the Middle East to Africa, and of course in the Americas as well, humans were hunter-gatherers. Humans were in bands, generally no bigger than just a couple hundred, and that was some of the larger archaeological settlements that have been discovered around the world. And you would travel from place to place after you had exhausted firewood, after you had exhausted the squirrels, the rabbits, the deer, or more often than not, driven them out of the fertile valley that you had entered into. Fertile valley. Humans also concentrated around, of course, the oceans, the seas, large lakes, bodies of water because of the higher concentration of life and the more easily availability of calories. But due to the end of the Ice Age and the Hibernian Maximum of 6,000 years ago, when the Earth on average was 10 degrees hotter, we saw an exponential explosion in human population numbers between 8 and 6,000 years ago, accelerating right through into today. On the entire face of the Earth, there were no more than about 35,000, anthropologists, archaeologists believe, humans 10,000 years ago. By 6,000 years ago, there were hundreds of thousands of humans. And after that, within just a few hundred years, you start seeing hundreds of thousands turn into millions upon millions upon millions upon millions. And now we have 6,400,000+ and growing on the face of this planet. Six plus billion people alive right now on the globe, and humans went through the process of being hunter-gatherers, wanderers, and that grew and expanded into the discovery of agriculture, and because of the larger growth belts and longer planting seasons, humans were able to develop agriculture and stay in one spot. Then new sciences and arts and new technologies were developed that allowed even larger settlements. Medicine was developed. Longer life was attained. Populations again began to swell 6,000 years ago. Then we see rapid industrialization starting with the Renaissance 350 years ago. And in the last 100 years, we have seen the Western world go from 90%+ rural, agrarian, farmers, to now close to 90% urban. And when you look at the 12% or so that, quote, live in the rural areas, only a fraction of those, 2 to 4%, depending on which number you look at, universities, the feds have done studies on it, and it differs on the studies, but 2 to 4% actually are what you call self-sufficient and could actually take care of themselves and feed themselves. 2 to 4%. Look at the massive change in 100 years, and most of that change has happened in the last 50. Back in the 1950s, you still had about 50-50 city-country, and even the people in the city had gardens and knew how to take care of themselves and had family in the country. If they had a problem, they could go to the country, as they did in the Great Depression in the 1930s. So in 50 years, we've gone from 50-50 to 90% living in the cities, and only 2 to 4%, a fraction of that 10%, you know, people live in the country, but they don't even have a garden. the old barn's fallen down 30 years ago. They drive into town to work at the prison or at the power plant or at the sheriff's department. You're probably saying, Alex, what are you getting into? Why are you talking about all this? Because technology, you keep hearing the number doubles every 2 years. Well, actually, computing power and storage was doubling every 2 years. That's about an eight-year-old number. Computing power and storage is actually doubling every year now. And general technology is doubling every 5 years. And everything is accelerating now. So we've seen more change technologically and the way news and information is delivered in the marketplace, thousands of different facets of the economy, in just the last 3 years. More change in the last three than we saw in the previous seven. And we're going to see more change in the next 3 years than we saw in the last decade. And then it's going to be more change in the next year after that than we saw in the last 50 years. You see, it's all happening right now. You are alive during absolutely incredible times. I'm going to elaborate on that more. I wrote a lot of notes this weekend on thoughts I was having along these lines. We'll be discussing that. But as I promised, let's go to your calls. Mike in Maine, you're on the air. Welcome. Hello, Mike. Mike just dropped when I went to him. That's classic. Noel in Rhode Island. Noel, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I'm going to be talking to you, man.
Welcome.
I just wanted to ask you, there's a lot of gaining popularity on the internet about this. I know you're aware of all these lies about you, but this new one gaining the most popularity is this Jesuit temporal coadjutor, and I just think it's absolutely insane that these people waste their time and dedicate all that time to just making up lies or just saying things that they can't even prove. I just want your take on this.
Well, those very same people, because I've seen some of those videos and people send me that stuff, those very same people say that I screen calls and I have fake callers and this is a fake show. I mean, it's fake on its face. And even when I talk about how Tony Blair's become a Catholic so he can head up the European Union, and I told people 2 years ago that he was selling out England to become the head of the EU. I was called a conspiracy theorist. Now it's mainstream news. That's going to happen. I talk about how the Pope pushes for a new world order. But at the same time, I don't bash Catholics. I think Catholics, on average, are good people. The Protestant church is controlled by the New World Order. The Catholic church is controlled. You know, I talk about it all. And really, you're always going to have sectarian groups and infighting and people that do that. I mean, really, it's what cults do. And, there are a lot of weird little niches and kind of cult groups out there that push that stuff, and it's really a distraction. I appreciate your call. If all I wanted was attention for this show, in a sick way, all the groups that attack me and say that all the things they say about me, I mean, there's a lot of them, it actually brings me more listeners and makes more people tune into the show. And overall, I guess God turns, lies and false accusations and false witnessing, turns it against the enemy. And most of these people, I think, mean well. They're just really deceived and kind of only two-dimensional in their thought processes. But yeah, I think it works out in the end. But no amount of logic gets to the people who just, I don't know, the biggest group is the people that say I'm a Mossad agent and all that. That's the biggest and most vicious group. You know, that call for me to be killed and say that I'm a child molester. I mean, it's just bad stuff, man. But you know what? I expect that, and I know that's going to happen. And I think those folks are flat-out feds. The Catholics run it crowd are, I actually think, mean well and are just really sad people. Because you can see how righteous they think they are. And it just hurts my feelings because I know I'm good. I know I'm for real. I know that I'm just here trying to get you to realize the power you have and to get you to go do your own research. And the sick thing is most of these people that attack me even say, oh, Alex woke me up. Well, how did my tree bear that fruit to wake you up, but then I'm still bad? But then maybe that's true. Maybe I am back because I woke them up and they're back.
Ted Anderson, December 31st, 2007. Happy New Year Gold. 838.38 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $862.92. 425.20 for half. $212.60 for quarter. That's $862.92. 425.20 and $212.60. For years, Ron Paul has taken the position to uphold constitutional rights. He's been branded by special interest groups as doctrinal, refusing to bend his values. I can only imagine the pressure applied by Congress as he stands alone for these principles. He has given up a medical career for this. Ron Paul is running for president. The ideas of strong currency, ending the war, defending the Constitution, and protecting civil liberties are catching on. As a thank you, GCNLive.com, Midas Resources, and I would like to send you a free copy of the Ron Paul Family Cookbook. Call 800-686-2237 for your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237. I hope his values are touching your heart as deep as they are mine. That's 800-686-2237. Thanks again for supporting Ron Paul.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Sundown on the Union and what was made in the USA. All right, I've got, again, a ton of news. Mike Rivero coming up. The phones are wide open. I would challenge the listeners to tell me your predictions for next year. I'd like to hear what you think's going to happen. Will we go to war with Iran? Will the dollar continue to plunge? What's going to happen with this housing market and the economy? I've got my own take on that and a bunch of new news reports that came out today. It is the first day of 2008, and 2007 is now ancient history. 1-800-259-9231. I'm going to try to go to your calls quickly now. George in Oklahoma, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex.
Hello.
Hi. I'll get right to the point. For the last 3 years, I've been making road trips down into Texas and around Oklahoma, passing out 9/11 tapes and other tapes. And my idea was to target rural and small towns because I thought the word would spread faster. And I want to. Have you ever read a book called The Gods of Eden by William Bramley?
The Gods of Eden. Does that have a flying saucer on the cover?
Yeah.
Yeah, I read that about 15 years ago.
Yeah, I gave it to you, Alex.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You had just moved to Austin in the summer, and it was right before your birthday. You were doing art on canvas, acrylic, I think. And I wrapped it up and gave it to Carol to give to you for your birthday.
Oh, okay. That's strange. All right. Interesting.
Yeah. I kept passing those books out because it's kind of like the history of the New World Order. Another book I want to recommend is The Sociopath Next Door by Martha Stout, because that will make you help people understand the mindset of these, New World Order people. And the future, I see a pandemic and an economic meltdown. So,
Well, that's interesting, George. Do I know you? Because, if you know my parents and gave me a book 15 years ago.
No, I only met you once. I kind of know your parents. I'm a friend of a friend. I've been over to their house a few times.
Oh, okay. All right.
I left Austin. They got too big.
I hear you. Well, that's it. Well, thanks for the book.
You're welcome. It's got some interesting chapters in there if you want to skip around in it. Anyway,
a real famous musician, I can't tell the story, gave another famous musician I know that book, and I was at that famous musician's house, and he showed me that book with the other famous musician and hand-inscribed it to him. That was just a few weeks ago, so it's funny you just mentioned that book. That gets into the Sumerian text and all that. It's pretty weird.
It's a touchstone. It goes into the, it just covers so much territory, it's ridiculous. And
Anything else, George?
That's it, Alex. Take it easy.
Hey, have a great 2008. And pray for this country. John in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Happy New Year.
Yes, sir, to you as well.
And I have a comment and a question. And it's like normal people, they can see the symptoms all around them, but the root cause of the disease are subversive demonic spirits and children of the devil. And at the top, mankind ain't running nothing. It's all rigged up. And also, I've noticed since 1991, they've been using some kind of occultic science demonic mind control on us where they can put a demon in you or a hologram and take over. I have to fight them. I've been fighting them. I have to just literally physically push them out of me, and their people drive by and do rituals. I mean, if you don't believe me, I could take you by the hand and show you what's going on around here. And the question is, what happened to RBN? Thank you.
Well, that was an interesting phone call about demons and rituals, and my God, I don't know what in the world's going on here. This is some crazy radio today. Oh, man. Let's go ahead and we don't have time to go to another call right now. We'll come back and talk to Richard and Kenny and many others. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231, and we'll get you two up and on the air. When we come back, I'm going to get a little bit of the news I have here in front of me. Really, listeners, what do you think is going to happen in 2008? Do you think we're going to have war with Iran? Or is that truly on the back burner now? Or do you think the dollar continue to plunge? What will the yuppies do if we have another Great Depression? Will they behave as well as our ancestors did? We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The holidays are here, and that means extra food and extra weight gain. Why not make your New Year's resolution to eat healthier? And the easiest and most delicious way to start is with your new Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator makes eating healthy not only easy, but fun. You can use it with your favorite fruits, vegetables, fish, and meat. And the Excalibur Dehydrator cuts out the unnecessary salt, fat, and preservatives found in most grocery store foods. You can also use the Excalibur Dehydrator to make your own herbs and spices in the comfort of your own kitchen. It's so easy your whole family can use it. Oh, and don't forget, the Excalibur Dehydrator makes the perfect Christmas gift. For a limited time, receive the book Preserve It Naturally, filled with delicious, amazingly easy recipes, a $25 value free with your order. Just call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com.
Storable food. Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels. Detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings. Burns fat and builds muscle. And is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
Attention GCN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you're interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you'll ever hear. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies not only to relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to build damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. Now, because the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it. And right now, a small amount is available to my listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to 321relief.com. And the best part? My listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com or call 815-259-4552 for details.
Hello, I'm Fred Thompson. In the closing days of this historic contest here in Iowa, I wanted to take a few moments to talk quietly with you about the stakes in this election and the critical issues you will soon decide. Because there is no front runner here in Iowa, and because yours will be the first vote cast in this crucial election year, your decision will be one the entire country closely watches and learns from. When you go to your local caucus on January 3rd and fill out your paper ballot, and by the way, it's just that easy. How you vote will go a long way toward deciding who will lead us as president through dangerous years ahead. That the years ahead will be dangerous needs no elaboration from me. Most Americans know the forces of terrorism will not rest until the mushroom cloud hangs over one of our cities. The recent tragic assassination of former Prime Minister Bhutto in Pakistan again demonstrates the terrorists' will to power and their relentless cruelty. Along with threats to our national security, we have great domestic challenges before us. The economy, taxes, protecting our borders, and protecting the right to life. So I want to talk to you now about the threats and dangers that we face as a people, but also about the hope and opportunity I see out there. Before doing that, however, I'd be remiss if I did not, on behalf of myself, my wife, Jerry,
since when did we turn into a nation where all the politicians do is get up and talk about the great fear, the great power of the terrorists, the mushroom clouds, how they're going to hang over our cities? That's what LBJ did in the 68 election. They showed a little girl, and then she looks out the window, and a giant hydrogen bomb goes off and kills her. And ever since then, they sit there and use that mushroom cloud analogy. Meanwhile, if you actually look at Pakistan, the CIA and MI6 out of England run the entire thing publicly. They created the Mujahideen in 79, had them actually attack the Russians. When the Russians responded, they put out a bunch of... And again, I'm not friends of the Russians. I'm giving you mainline fact. Zbigniew Brzezinski, who ran the whole thing for the Pentagon, has written the best-selling book on it, Operation Cyclone. And then they have their puppet dictator, Musharraf, kill her, gun her down right on video, and they say, oh, no, she's not being shot. Doesn't matter if you got the machine gun splattering her up against the car. Doesn't matter if there's video of her getting pumped full of multiple rounds, knocking her up against the car door, then they detonate a bomb as a smokescreen distraction. Fred Thompson will sit up there with that good old boy act. I mean, I can literally do a Fred Thompson act. Would you like me to do one? Hello, everyone. I'm glad that you're joining us today. We'll be taking some of your phone calls coming up. Appreciate the fact that you've decided to spend some time with us. And I can act like a, you know, chief orangutan or chimpanzee and put on all the simian attributes that primitive man seems to love. The guy is a complete and total actor. And I, for one, am sick of Fred Thompson. And they're all running for no reason. Hillary has gotten all the defense contractor money, more money than all the Democrats combined, more money than all the Republicans combined. All of the establishment's behind her. Fox News is behind her. Fox News has been having fundraisers for her for 5 years. They've been strategizing for her, helping her write her speeches. So is the White House. And you tell mainline Republicans that, and they'll go, you're a liar. And you'll go, okay, here's five mainstream articles. I just found them in 10 seconds on Google. And they'll go, well, so what? And then you can even have all these national individuals, even National Review Online came out and said it. Michael Reagan came out and said, Hillary's better than Ron Paul. And then Friday, the Ron Paul campaign, and they're not infallible, but they've got a better accuracy rate and better truthfulness rate than anything I've ever seen, or ever imagined to see. They came out Friday and they said, it's despicable, that's outrageous, we have been told by Fox we're banned from the final debate. There's only going to be five candidates there. They've actually got McCain there, who in many New Hampshire polls is below Paul, and they even admit that, by the way. There's an ABC News story about it. There's a Baltimore Sun article. There's a World Tribune article. I've got them all right here in front of me, and they all admit, yeah, well, he is higher than, at least one, he's higher than one of the five they've chosen, and he's tied with one of the others, so it does kind of look bad that Ron Paul's not included, but Fox News just says that's it and won't respond to calls, and that's Baltimore Sun, International Herald Tribune, I don't know, I got four or five articles here on it, then Saturday, all these news articles denying it, neocon websites denying it, saying Fox News didn't ban him, that's made up. And see, they knew to do that, because they knew. And then other well-meaning sites picked up on it, like Nolan Chart and others. That's a good site. And then I even started believing, and I thought, well, it must be true. I must not have banned him from the debate. And again, that's a military tactic. That just kind of put us off balance for a minute, and we went, okay, Ron Paul's wrong. We never posted that, but I was calling webmasters up and going, hey, we got to look into this. There's sites saying, you know, Hot Air and Nolan Chart, and they're all saying it isn't true. And Wonk It, but I go, but they gotten so much stuff wrong in the past, we got to look into this. And now it's confirmed, and Fox says, yeah, we're not having him there. When they don't have him at the debate coming up this weekend, they'll probably just say that there was no debate or that it doesn't exist either. I mean, that's their tactic now. They treat us like children. And if you know what the wide sweep is, and you know what the bootleg is, and you know what the I formation is, or the drop back shotgun is, or you know what a wild hog is, with an Arkansas football team where the running back plays the part of the quarterback. I mean, you've got all that trivia figured out there, but you can't figure out what a comprehensive annual financial report is. Double set of books, foreign corporations totally owning the U.S. state governments, water districts. We're already bought and paid for. You don't know what a recombinant cancer virus is, or the 1920s research on how to put it in vaccines by the Rockefeller Foundation. You don't know about the 1920s, 30s, 40s German and U.S. research. Why, most of the research I found was, well, most, a large portion of thousands of them, when I spent months 5 years ago studying. And I wanted to know, I guess it was actually about 7 years ago now, I wanted to know if sodium fluoride and stannous fluoride was really bad for you, or if that was another, you know, kook thing put out by the Patriots, because some stuff is kooky. I found out a lot of it isn't true. But let me tell you, I found out it was a lot worse than what I'd heard. And they knew by the 20s and the 30s at UT that if they gave different types of fluoride to mice, they'd just sit in the corner and drool at very low levels. They'd stop having sex. They'd stop reproducing. Rabbits would stop reproducing. Guinea pigs would stop reproducing. They'd get all sorts of bone fractures and Alzheimer's, and they'd call it bad brain function, lower brain function. You'd have a rat or mouse half the age of one that wasn't put on 2 parts per million sodium fluoride, at half the age of its brother who wasn't put on it. Its brother or sister would be running around in wild circles in a cage next to it. It'd be sitting there urinating on itself in the corner with huge cataracts drooling from strokes. They hit us all, they hit us hard. I didn't believe it that the Nazis had put it in water in work camps to make people docile, but they were using U.S. university studies from the 20s and 30s, and they sure did do it. So if you know all about the special plays run by the Pats, or you know all about what kind of car your favorite linebacker drives, you even know what his wife's name is, you know all the names of the cheerleaders on your favorite team, you drool and salivate all over your false tribal manliness, but you don't know how they're hitting you with a deadly, toxic, neurochemical weapon. You don't know, do you? In fact, a lot of you have been hit so hard by it, you can't even understand me right now. And I'm dumb, too. I went to a Chinese food restaurant last night. I worked until the new year, but me and Rob went and had a bite to eat, and you know what? I like cold water and ice cubes, and I'd forgotten to take a Berkey with me and a sports bottle, and I just sucked down 3 glasses of it. Now, I have stopped using my cell phone about 98%. I only use it every day or so to retrieve a few messages if I'm on the road. At least I've quit doing that. But I couldn't help it. But maybe it's better for me. I'd be too upset about what's happening in the world around me if I wasn't getting my sedative. If I wasn't doing the drug. But I only go out to eat once or twice a week and drink the iced tea or the... I said I'd take your calls. We got a lot of news I want to cover it as well. Oh, boy. There's thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of issues. So much more important than cleaning and polishing your Hummer. So much more important than... You know, most Americans, most people, we've been taught from birth how to do this. Fight with our husbands and wives. When we have anxiety about taxes or anxiety about our waistline or anxiety about getting old or anxiety about wrinkles or anxiety about our prostate burning because we didn't drink enough water or anxiety of because you got a sore throat or anxiety because you're worried about whatever you're worried about or because you're or because you've been cut out of the inheritance, or whatever it is you've got anxiety about. And so you just have little petty wars and fights with each other that mean nothing, ingrained little games we play with each other that mean nothing, when life is so precious and so short, and when such wonderment and majesty and beauty and goodness is all around us. And we focus in on the dalliances and the distractions and the worthless baubles that have been set up as our idols and our gods. I mean, I watch professional people I know, or when I go to different parties or functions, and I watch people talk about how bored they are and how unhappy they are. And these are middle-class people with boats and slips on beautiful lakes and beautiful wives and wonderful children. And all they want to talk about is, I can't wait till the game comes on, I'm bored, or some stupid fantasy football they're playing. Are they looking at Hubble Space Telescope colors of distant galaxies? Are they thinking about the mysteries of life? Are they trying to study how humans interact and what it is to be human? Are they trying to build amazing things? Are they thinking about what oil paintings they wish they could rot? No. They're hating their boss, or they're hating their supervisor, or they're hating their employees. They're jealous of their neighbor's wife or their car. Stuff that doesn't matter. You see, we need to get back to what really matters, ladies and gentlemen. And that doesn't mean any of us are perfect. It doesn't mean I'm up here in judgment of you. I'm in judgment of myself. We all fall short. We all do these things. We all behave like animals. The point is, can we at least be conscious of the process and try to be better? Because in that is enlightenment. In that is at least a step towards betterment and the unknown quantity that is perfection. Because if you don't strive to be upright and strive to be moral and strive to be loving and strive to hate evil, you will succumb to it. You will give in to it. You will turn into a nasty demon. And you will be unhappy. All right, I want to hear your predictions for the new year. I really want to hear what you think is going to happen with the economy, the wars. Will there be staged terror attacks? We're going to go to your calls now. I'm going to move quickly here. Richard in Texas, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. It's Richard.
Hi.
I really like your Pastor Hagee impression that you did a few days ago. That was awesome. That was hilarious. But I got some dead reckoning for you.
Okay.
Did you hear that John Zogby report that came out December 21st? Did you hear what he said about Ron Paul?
I know there's been several Zogby reports saying that he could win New Hampshire and that could catapult him, so that's now why Fox is blocking him from the debate and then saying it doesn't exist. But is that the Zogby report?
Well, that's part of it, but one of the key things he said in that December 21st report that he wrote is, I'll read one sentence, he's against the war, and he has the one in four Republicans who oppose the war all to himself. Well, Alex, to me, that sounds like a 25% right there by itself.
Look, every way you cut it, he's the only person that can beat Hillary Clinton. That's why Fred Thompson is literally fighting for his life, probably going to die. He can hardly talk in most speeches. He's got death in his eyes, and I've seen folks dying from cancer many times, friends and family. None of them are even running. It's all a money collection deal. Only Ron, but you can't tell these idiot Republicans that. You can't even tell them that they're passing gun control laws.
Oh, I know it. But I've got a couple more anecdotal pieces of evidence. Back in 2006, last year in the governor's race here in Texas, we had a 31% minority that voted independent in some way, shape, form, or fashion. So my numbers that I've been looking at shows that in every state, there's probably around 30 or 40% that are basically independent-minded, and that's the people that are going to go after Ron Paul.
And if we could get them to vote, Ron Paul would win hands down, and we are getting a lot of people that traditionally have never voted. So the polling companies, when you call them, they refuse to go outside their pools of Republicans or Democrats, so of course Ron Paul isn't going to poll well when they're not polling non-traditional voters or people who haven't voted before. And expanding on that, he's not even included in most polls. Just like Barack Obama admitted yesterday, and I have the article, NBC News, Obama admits they don't poll Ron Paul. He said the speech, he goes, yeah, they don't poll him.
And I found a couple of news articles generated, I don't know if they were generated by AP, but they were reported by AP, and they were titled, one of them was titled Iowa by the Numbers, and another one was titled New Hampshire by the Numbers. And I found that in Iowa, there are about 1.9 million registered voters, And out of that 1.9 million, 38.5% are undeclared. 38.5%. That's a bigger portion than the Republicans. They have a 30% Republican registered voter base. They have a 31.4.
That's right. Undecided independents are the largest group. Again, Ron Paul will get anti-war libertarians and most even mainline liberals like Ron Paul because he actually does what he says he's going to do. There's a hunger by both political systems in the false spectrum, in the controlled spectrum, for Ron Paul. Then you have those outside the spectrum that are the majority. Ron Paul would be the next president, but we all know they're going to steal and cheat and pull all their games. But at least we're trying, and he's going to educate people. Richard, what's your bottom line?
Well, bottom line is, if these numbers play out, he's looking very good to potentially win, as long as we don't get black box.
Hey, Richard, why don't you come by the office? Can you come by the office today?
I can't today, but I can swing by tomorrow.
Well, it's just that Richard's done some camera work for us, and I got a job for him. All right, we'll talk to you soon, Richard.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's TWRADIOS.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Continuing with wide-open telephones at 1-800-259-9231. I want to hear your predictions for next year. By the way, we can also talk about some of the top stories of 2007 and some of the things that happened this year. Last year, now, we saw the huge explosion of the Ron Paul Revolution. Who could have thought it would have gotten this big or this widespread? Also, Aaron Russo, of course, back in August, late August of last year, died. And now the year that he left us in has elapsed. A lot of things. The official 9/11 cover-up really officially started to fall apart in 2007, like it never had before. The fraud of WMDs in Iraq completely fell apart in 2007. A lot of things happened. I'd like to get your take on that. But more importantly, what do you think is coming up in the next year? Before I do that, for just a few more weeks, we've extended out the December special into a New Year special at PrisonPlanet.tv. All 18 of my films, including Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, and Endgame 1.5, over an hour and a half of extras from the film that didn't make it on the DVD, my weekly TV reports, my Sunday show we videotape, my local TV news show is up there each week. All my best interviews, a lot of archival older shows that people never seen before except locals in Austin are being uploaded. It's all at PrisonPlanet.tv, and you also support us by having a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. It's 15 cents a day if you get a monthly membership, but if you get a yearly membership, you get 5 months free. And that special is just going to run for a few more weeks, so be sure and take advantage of that. I do want to thank all the members at PrisonPlanet.tv. You make everything we do here possible and fund our webmasters and the website. So, again, PrisonPlanet.tv now with new and improved content distribution network servers. It downloads in super high fast quality or streams in super fast high quality. 4x T1 if you have the connection. Go watch the sample videos that are up there now. It's totally different from what it was 6 months ago, and we're continuing to upgrade it thanks to the great work of our IT people. So, again, PrisonPlanet.tv. And you can also go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and link through and get Loose Change Final Cut. Get it with Endgame. You can get Endgame discounted. American Dictators, Terror Storm Final Cut, all available at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Let's go ahead and go to your calls. Talk to Kenny Hung Up. Mike in Maine, you're on the air, Mike. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. It's Mike. How are you doing?
Good, sir.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, sir.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, great. You're on air, sir.
Great. I just want to say you're awesome. I listen to you every day. Contribute to Prison Planet, and we contribute through our business 5% of all of our sales to Ron Paul's campaign.
Awesome.
And we have started in Maine something that nobody else has talked about, and this is going to be groundbreaking, historic information that I'm going to unleash right now. We are starting a Ron Paul localized voter oversight initiative, and we started a website called VoteSafe2008.com, and we're going to be starting in the primaries in New Hampshire, and we're gathering 10 to 15 people to go, and we're actually going to go and count every single person that goes into the voting booth, and we're going to go and ask people who they voted for, and we're also going to have an affidavit that we're going to be handing out so they can fill out an affidavit.
Now, is another group doing this, or did you call the show Sunday?
There is another group doing the affidavit that we're actually working with called Watch the Vote 2008, and we're actually collaborating with them.
Good. This is the process. Big things start small that'll prove the fraud that we know is going on. Fire out those websites.
Yeah, the website that we started is VoteSafe2008.com, and you can
all right, folks need to go there and get involved. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.